the du'as that we have done during the month. We shall type them out and give them out next week, inshallah. Now, last week, alhamdulillah, we have started in Surah Al-Alaq. And we, inshallah, continue with the Surah Al-Alaq. We complete the first five ayats of Surah Al-Alaq. And we, inshallah, continue. Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullah, he says with regards to Surah Al-Alaq, he says that Surah Al-Alaq is a surah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the importance of ta'aleem and ta'alluq. It is a surah which Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about the importance of learning and teaching the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is expressed in one hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Awwalu ma khalaqa Allah," the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created was the qalam, it was the pen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told a pen to write. فَقَالْ لَهُ اُكْتُبْ. Allah Azza wa Jal ordered a pen to write. And it was ordered to write, فَكَتَبَ مَا يَكُونَ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. It began to write what will happen right on the day of Qiyamah. It wrote the entire destiny of mankind. So, Imam Shafi'i Sahib Rahmatullah writes that this shows that the first thing Allah Azza wa Jal created was a pen, to give the importance of learning and teaching in Islam. And this is how Allah Azza wa Jal also commenced and started the Wahi, the Quran, the revelation with Surah Al-Alaq, which describes and talks about the importance of learning and teaching in Islam. Together with this, Mufti Muhammad Shafi'i Sahib Rahmatullah talks about the last ayat which we did last week, that Allama al-insana ma lam ya'lam, where Allah Azza wa Jal teaches mankind that which he does not know. So we mentioned last week that Allah Azza wa Jal sometimes teaches mankind, sometimes those things which man cannot learn through the pen and through the paper, through a book. One is wahi, one is direct knowledge from Allah Azza wa Jal which he gives to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And sometimes there is a knowledge which we do not understand but it is direct from Allah Azza wa Jal. The example he gives is like a small child, a baby. When that small child is born, then no one teaches that child, that small baby, that where his rosy, where his sustenance is. However, he knows for himself, that small child, that my sustenance lies in the breast of my mother. So no one has taught that child where his sustenance is, but Allah Azza wa Jalla has put it in that small child. Together with this, Mufti Muhammad Shafi'i Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi writes that that small child, when he wants something, or she wants something, then no one has taught that child how he can ask or how she can ask. But in that child, there is an instinct. There is a quality inside that child that whenever he or she wants something, she just cries or he cries, and then he or she gets whatever she wants or he wants. This is an instinct, this is a quality, this is a ta'aleem which Allah taught the child, which allama al-insana ma lam ya'lam, which man cannot learn through the pen and paper. The other thing with Surah Al-Alaq, the ulama mentioned, is that this is the first introduction which Allah Azza wa Jal talks about himself. And the introduction is such that he talks about his kindness and how his mercy is. As we mentioned last week, in one riwayat, one narration says that when Surah Al-Alaq was revealed, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim was also revealed with Surah Al-Alaq. Which shows that Allah Azza wa Jal revealed the quality of Rahmat, of being Rahman, of being Rahim. In the first ayat Allah says He is a Rabb, which means He is your nurturer. In the third ayat Allah says, Iqra Rabbuka al-Akram, then recite your Rabb is Kareem, He is Akram. So these are qualities which Allah Azza wa Jal talks about His Jamal, His beauty, and how kind He is. So sometimes what happens, because of the problems which are happening in the world, and what happens, problems happen in our families, in our houses. So the ulama mentioned that sometimes we forget about the qualities of Jamal of Allah Azza wa Jal. We forget how kind Allah Azza wa Jal is. Because we are so, we always think about that Allah Azza wa Jal is that being, that Zaat, which brings difficulties upon a person. Allah Azza wa Jal is that being that if a person does anything wrong, then that person will go to the hellfire. But a person forgets the kindness of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is mentioned in the beginning of Surah Al-Alaq, where Allah Azza wa Jal talks about His beauty and His kindness and His qualities of Jamal. Mazlum Fiqar Sahab, Dr. Dama Hafizahullah, a personality, a very famous personality, he mentions that in this world that we're living in, Allah Azza wa Jalla has put a pull, a muhabbat, a connection between every single thing. The example he gives is there's a tree, the apple, it falls down, and the earth, it pulls the apple to the ground. So a scientist will say that this is the gravitational pull. That is why the apple falls to the ground. But a normal layman, a normal person, he will say it is just a connection that earth has, a pull, a muhabbat, the earth has with that apple which pulls it down. Then he says that even scientists nowadays, they say that the flower, you have the male pollen and you have the female pollen. Where the bee takes the male pollen, puts it in the female pollen, and then the flowers begin to blossom. So there's a connection also between these flowers. Mazlum Fiqar Sahab, Hafizahullah, also mentioned that the animals, they have love amongst themselves. The people of the world, they also have love. So then he mentioned that in one hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is mentioned that in this world, Allah has put 1% or one part of His muhabbat in this world. And the 99 other parts of muhabbat or love or kindness, Allah has kept for Himself on the day of Qiyamah. Which means that all the love and muhabbat, if you count, the love of the mother has for a child, the love of the animals for their children, the love of these creatures like the flower, all these muhabbat and love, you connect them and you put them all together on one side, and you put the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the other side, it is 99 times more than all the love of this dunya. So then Mazlum Fiqar Sahab says that if you get a child, a son or a daughter who is standing out in the sun and he is burning in intense heat, then the mother cannot see her son going through this pain or going through this difficulty that he's standing, my beloved son is standing in the heat. Mazlum Fiqar says, Mazlum Fiqar Sahab Hafizullah mentions that on the day of Qiyamah, when 99 portions of the kindness of Allah will be manifested, it will be apparent, then can we imagine that Allah Azza wa Jal will punish that Muslim, that slave of Allah Azza wa Jal? This is to increase our connection with Allah Azza wa Jal. But sometimes the person forgets about that Allah's qualities of Jamal, that how kind He is, how beloved He is. And this is what Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in the Quran, that the quality of a believer is that أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ, that a believer, he has got severe love with his Creator, with Allah Azza wa Jal. He has a lot of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the ulama mentioned that every single believer has love of Allah Azza wa Jal. He has a connection, a muhabbat of, and a connection with Allah Azza wa Jal. Us reciting the kalima is a proof of this connection. However, the object and our aim should be to intensify this love of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ, who have severe love and a great love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where Mazlum Fiqar Sahab Hafizullah mentions, it is like water. And every type of water has a different temperature. The one is you get the water down in the wudu khana, in the place where a person makes wudu. That water is a little bit warm. And then we have that water which is on our house, which we make the tea in the pot. Now that water is more hot than it's boiling. So he says that the love with connection which we have with Allah Azza wa Jal is like the water which is downstairs in the wuzu khana. It is a little bit warm. But we need to make our connection with Allah like the water which is in the pot, which is boiling, which we make for our tea. We intensify our connection with Allah Azza wa Jal. And when a person has this burning desire of Allah Azza wa Jal in his heart, then when he stands for salat, then even though he's so tired, even though he's extremely tired, but when he stands on the musalla, he gets invigorated. He gets energy while he's on the musalla, because he's meeting Allah Azza wa Jal. The example they give is if there was a mother, and she's finished doing all her house chores of the day, and she's very tired. And after Isha Salat, she wants to go to sleep. Her daughter comes and grabs on to her mother and says that after Isha, Mommy, I want to play with you. And the mother says that, no, I'm very tired, All day I was working. After Isha, I'm going to sleep. I'm going to retire to bed. So then after Isha Salat, she goes to her bed. She's about to go to sleep. Then at night time, someone comes and knocks on the door. Then she opens the door and she sees that it's her son, which lives in another town, another city, another country, which has come now to visit her, and which she hasn't seen for many days or many months. Now when she meets her son, she will sit with her son right till Fajr and speak to her son. So the same way the Mashayikh, the ulama mentioned, is when a person comes on the Musalla and he comes and he speaks to Allah Azza wa Jal, it is a meeting and a connection with Allah Azza wa Jal. And all the tiredness goes away, like the tiredness of his mother goes away when she sees her son and he meets her son. So this is the connection a person needs to create with Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the introduction of Surah Al-Alaq. Allah speaks about his night and how beloved he is, his kindness. Now one ishkal, one objection that normally comes in people's minds, that sometimes many problems come on a person, many difficulties, many hardships come. Then a person, he feels that all these problems are coming in my life. I have got problems with my wife, I have got problems in my business, I have got problems with my family. Everywhere I look, there's problems. So then he begins to turn away from Allah Azza wa Jal. His connection with Allah Azza wa Jal turns away. So the Mashayikh, they mention, when problems come in your house or in your life, depression, tension, don't take these problems and these difficulties that Allah Azza wa Jal is angry with you. But rather look in a positive way, the Mashayikh say, that these problems have come because Allah Azza wa Jal wants me to come back to Him. Allah Azza wa Jal is sending these problems, these difficulties, for a way that that slave goes back to Allah Azza wa Jal. That same person who maybe did not read his 5 times Salat, but when maybe some problem happens in his business place, that same person, he'll be praying Tahajjud Salat now. He'll be waking up and crying to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah puts difficulties so that person goes back to Allah Azza wa Jal. Sometimes the Mashayikh say problems come on a person, that's because sometimes we ask for those problems. Sometimes we ask Allah for those problems, which means that sometimes we ask Allah Azza wa Jal, oh Allah, give me a very high place in Jannah. Make me be with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Jannah. So the Mashayikh, they mentioned that sometimes when we make this dua, our dua gets accepted. However, we don't have that amal. We don't have those amount of good deeds to reach to that stage. So Allah Azza wa Jal put some small difficulties upon us. So through these difficulties, we reach these high stages. So this is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which He gives to His slaves. And the last thing which the Mashayikh mentioned with regard to this whole topic of the connection with Allah Azza wa Jal is that sometimes Allah Azza wa Jal puts a test on a person to see if his love of the creation is more, or is the love of Allah Azza wa Jal more. One alim from Pakistan, Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab, Hafidhahu Rahimullah, he would give the example that if the person's wife buys for his child a toy, and the toy has got eyes, a nose, a face, it is like an idol, like an image, which is not permissible. It is like an image of a person. Now he comes back home and he sees that his child is playing with this toy, which has got a face. Now, what will be his emotion when he sees his child playing with this toy? If he feels to himself, Hakim Sahib Rahmatullahi will say that I have to break this toy, or I have to get rid of this toy, and this is because my Allah, his muhabbat and his love is more than the love of my child. Then this is the test, that he has more love for his creator than the creation. On the other hand, if he sees his child playing with the toy, and he feels that, no, I can't upset my child, I can't upset my wife, I have to let my child play with the toy, then his love for his child is more than the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. But together with this, Hakim Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi mentions that this does not mean that you go and break the toy. This is against hikmah. He says a person who sees his family in this situation, what is the correct thing to do? Hakim Sahib says that he should go to the shops, he should go buy a better toy, which doesn't have a face, and then give it to his child. Then that his child can play with that better toy and leave that other toy which got a face, and then he can quickly get rid of it. This is the way he should change the situation. Where Muhammad Palampuri Sahib Rahmatullah will say that because man has become addicted to his sins, he has fallen in love with his sins. So the example is like a dog. And a dog who is chewing on a bone, if you come and try to take that bone away from that dog, then that dog will bite you. So he goes that what you should do is you should put a piece of meat next to the dog. Then the dog will just leave the bone and take the meat. So in the same way, if a person is involved in sin, if you just tell him on his face, don't do that guna, don't do that sin, then because of his correction and love for that sin, he will swear at you. He will turn away from you. But the other way, if you present the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla to that person, then naturally he will leave that sin, that evil thing, when he sees the beauty of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now, alhamdulillah, the reason why we said all of this is because my Ustad Hamid Sahib, he would always push on this, that many times we get the wrong impression, image of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and this turns us away from Allah Azza wa Jalla. But the enjoyable thing of our deen is that when we look at the positive side of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and the goodness of Allah Azza wa Jalla, then we will leave sin and we will leave the wrong things because of our love of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And all the sins that we will do, we will enjoy to leave them. Where the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam comes, that Allah Azza wa Jalla is waiting for that person to make tawbah. Allah Azza wa Jalla is waiting for that person to make tawbah and turn back to him. And the example which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave was that there was a man on his camel, and he was traveling in the desert. And while he was traveling in the desert, he lost his camel. Then he's sitting in the middle of the desert and he thinks to himself that I'm in the middle of the desert, I've lost my camel, I will lose my life, I will die in this desert. And he begins to be remorseful, goes into depression, goes into tension, because he knows that now he's going to die. And while in this desert, he closes his eyes, and then all of a sudden he opens his eyes and he sees the camel standing next to him. And when he sees the camel, out of joy and happiness, he says to Allah Azza wa Jal, that, oh Allah, you are my slave. Anta abdu, anta abdi. Oh Allah, you are my slave. Wa ana rabbu. Oh Allah, I am your Rabb. Out of joy and out of happiness, he says that, oh Allah, you are my slave and I am your Rabb. So in the hadith it is mentioned that this person, out of so much happiness, he said the wrong thing. So with regards to Allah Azza wa Jal, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that Allah Azza wa Jal is more happier for that slave that turns back to, with regards to that slave that turns back to Allah and makes tawbah. So this is how Allah Azza wa Jal is waiting for everyone to turn back to Allah Azza wa Jal. Now this was the surah we are doing, Surah Al-Alaq, and we have reached to, alhamdulillah, this we have been doing this tafsir for about 6-7 months. Now the object of the tafsir, we shouldn't forget that we'll inshallah continue the second part of Surah Al-Alaq next week. The object of the tafsir is to bring the importance of the Quran into our lives, to bring the meanings and the amal of the Quran into our lives, but not just to learn some certain stories of the Quran, or perhaps we learn a few masail, or we learn a few laws, or we learn a few things here and there, but to bring it into our lives and to be those people who preserve the Quran and to give our life for the Quran. There was one Hafiz of South Africa, his name was Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia, Rahmatullah Alayhi, who died, passed away about 2005. So he was born in India, in Gabir, and then he came to South Africa and he gave his life for the khidmat of the Quran. And all the senior ulama of South Africa, they all became a Hafiz, became Hufaz underneath this Ustad, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. All the senior ulama, such as the principal of our madrasa, Mufti Ibrahim Desai, the senior ulama became Hafiz underneath Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia. So Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia, his main achievement or his khidmat of deen, his service for deen, was that he used to make kufas. Day and night, he had one fikr that he used to make Hafiz of the Quran. He would make people memorize the Quran and make them kufas. And he would be teaching, he taught in the one madrasa they called in Mia's farm. And his cottage where he used to stay was about 500 meters away from the madrasa. So every morning he would go there, and it was extremely cold in winter. He would go through the hail, or sometimes through the very hard conditions. Every morning with punctuality he would go in, teach the students to make them kufas. So one day, one sheikh from the famous Imam of Medina, Sheikh Huzayfi Hafidhullah, we all know the famous Imam of Masjid Nabawi, he came to South Africa. So when Sheikh Huzaifi came to South Africa, he was asking that, where is Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia? So everyone said that he's there in Mia's farm, you can go and meet him. But they were surprised that why is Sheikh Huzaifi asking that he wants to go meet Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia? Because there were so many other very well-known ulama of South Africa with a lot of ulum, a lot of knowledge, and he was a simple man, Hafiz Abdul Rahman. So then when he went to meet him, Sheikh Huzaifi, he embraced Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia, and then he hugged him, and then he made a lot of dua for him. So after he hugged him and made a lot of dua for him, he also gave him a gift. And he told Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia that I had a dream of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam while I was in Medina. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told me that you are going to South Africa and you will go and meet a person by the name of Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia and give him this gift from my side. So this was the khidmat of this Quran, day and night. No one knew this person. He would make kufas of the Quran. He gave his life for the khidmat of the Quran. Allah gave him such a great rank. There's many great qurra of the Quran, people who were masters of the recitation of the Quran. One of them was Imam Nafi' Madani. With regards to him, whenever he used to recite the Quran, there was a miracle that a good fragrance used to come out from his mouth. Someone asked Imam Nafi' Madani rahimullah, that why is it when you recite the Quran, a fragrance comes out of your mouth? So Imam Nafi' rahimullah said that once I saw in my dream Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he recited some ayat of the Quran into my mouth. After that day, whenever I recite the Quran, Allah has blessed this great blessing that this fragrance emits from my mouth. Another famous Qari, these are the great imams of Qiraat, that every single person in the world, when we recite the Quran, we recite underneath these, the recitation of these great Qurats. That's Imam Asim, Imam Nafi, Imam Qalun, Warsh. So Imam Qalun, Rahimullah, he was a person who was deaf, he could not hear. He could not hear. But when a person who used to recite the Quran, Allah blessed him with this miracle, that although there was a thunderstorm, he could not hear. But if a person would recite the Quran, he would be able to hear the Quran. This was a miracle which Allah blessed Imam Qalun rahimullah. This was the blessing of the Quran. So a person who gives his life for the Quran, guards the Quran, Allah will guard him. And the last one, there was our Ustad used to give this waqia. Once there was the famous Alim, Mulana Badr Alim, rahmatullahi, who was a student of Muhammad Shah Kashmir, rahmatullahi, who was a Ustad of Darul Diyobar and also Darul Dawir, Jamia Islamiyah. So Muhammad Badr Alim Sahib, rahmatullahi, he was buried in the Baqi, Jannatul Baqi in Medina. So the what they do in Medina, in Jannatul Baqi, they recycle the graves. Because of lack of space, what they do sometimes, they take out people from the grave and they put someone else because of lack of space. So once they were taking out, digging out the graves to put a new person inside, and they took out the dirt, the sand, and they saw the body of Muhammad Alam Sahib Rahmatullahi. Now when they saw his body, they saw that his complete body was intact. There was no decomposing, his body was not decomposed. There was no signs of any change in his body after many years. And many people were the eyewitness to this. This happened to all the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum. People used to take out their body in the Jannatul Baqi. They would recycle the graves. People would be an eyewitness to this. So when they opened the grave, they saw that the body of Muhammad Ali was completely in its normal state. So after this, they went to the family of Muhammad Alim Sahib Rahmatullahi and asked him, why is it that his body is in its same condition? Why has no change happened to the body? So his family, his wife said that one good quality, he had many good qualities, but one outstanding quality he had was that he always had respect for a person who was a hafiz of the Quran. That person who memorized the Quran, even though apparently he had no amal in his life, even though apparently he did not have any amal in his life, he was not a practicing hafiz. But even then, Muhammad Badr Alim would not stretch his legs towards that person. Even if he was a small child, Muhammad Badr Alim would not stretch his legs towards that hafiz because of the respect of the Quran. Because of this, Allah guarded his body. Imam Nabi Rahmatullah, once a boy was brought to him, and someone told him that this small child, Yahfaz al-Quran, he is memorizing the Quran. So Muhammad Nabi Rahmatullah said, no. Wal Quran Yahfaduhu. that the Quran will guide him. Not that he is guiding the Quran will guide him. So Allah Azza wa Jalla give us the ability to practice on the Quran, bring the Quran into our lives, make the khidmat of the Quran. And inshallah, next week we will continue with the second portion of Surah Al-Alaq. So, Allah Azza wa Jalla.